All right, I want to welcome you in. It's Corey Caramana here. It's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to talk about a couple of things. Let's start with this question here. It's what is the main thing? So this is a marketing call today. Okay, we're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about influence. More importantly, we're going to talk about what is the next thing. Okay, what's the most important thing in your prospect's mind? So I want to start talking about the struggle, the benefit, and the amplification of potential benefits. So let's go ahead and get started today. So like we say quite often here is, you know, I'd love to see you and I'd love to help you build a business and at least a front end to everything. Oh, excuse me, guys. We have okay. And a quick moment here when we get into Q&A. But to recap here, what we're going to cover is what's going on in your client or your prospect's mind and how do we appeal in the right way from the right place. So the question of the day is what's the next simple thing? All right. So what are we up against? Well, there's a lot of complication, there's a lot of overwhelm, and there's a lot of things going on nowadays. So there's a lot of interference in between you, your message, and your clients. And so we want to talk about this first, and it's the struggle. So we're all in a struggle of some sort. And I believe we said this way back last month, and that is that we have the opportunity to address the struggle and speak the language to anyone that we're trying to reach. And, you know, we're faced with the question of how do we build rapport with a cold audience or someone who really doesn't know us, you know? Or maybe you got a solution to something like, well, how do I break into this target market? How do I get their attention in the midst of all sorts of stuff? Because back to, you know, you as a marketer or a salesperson, okay, it's all the same now. You got a lot of things to, and I don't want to say compete with, but you got a lot of things to compete with, meaning you've got companies and you've got media outlets and you've got political figures and other leaders in the industry with billions of dollars behind them and billions of dollars of influence. So it doesn't mean that your message won't be able to reach them. It's kind of coming down to maybe you can do it a little bit better and a little bit more authentic. So here's the principle, and that is that, you know, whatever you do and however you speak, it's going to be perfect for the audience that's supposed to hear it. And we're going to talk about the struggle. So one of the keys to sales that I learned early on, okay, I think it was when I was starting to sell knives. When I first started college, I sold Cutco knives, which, by the way, they were some of the greatest knives I've ever been across. You know, they're really good. And the one thing they taught us was, you know, what's the struggle? Okay, you're going to show up at someone's house, okay? You got your knives, you're going to do a demonstration. But again, what are they struggling with? Well, there's a couple different reasons, right? For instance, let's say it's a wife, right, or something. They want their knives to look good, okay? So then there's a practical reason. Well, maybe they want sharper knives. Or maybe they want to upgrade to the best because the one up the street, the friends up the street, they got Henkels and they had Cutco. So they got to get Cutco now. And what are they struggling with? Well, everyone is going to be struggling with something kind of different. The thing that's similar in the struggle of every human being out here is that we're all struggling with the current situation that we're in, even if it's good, even if it's bad. And it's sort of like a general theme among all of us is that, yeah, we got what we got here, but normally we want more. We want to be over here. You know, it doesn't matter. It's like if someone gave you $1 million, you'd say, okay, this is great, and you'd celebrate for a bit, and then you'd go, well, I'd like $2 million now. And so now we create our own internal struggles. So the key, it's almost like a responsibility of us as marketers and leaders in our industries is to say, hey, I'm going to articulate the problem in your mind. So say I show up there to sell knives to Judy, okay? Her husband's not there. It's Judy. She's the decision maker. Okay, well, you can sit down and you can start talking and say, okay, well, I wanted to show up here to help with this, but tell me why you called me. Like, what's the struggle? why did you call me in to do a demonstration of the most amazing knives on the face of the planet? And she'd be like, well, you know, these ones are old, or these just don't look good, or you know what, we cut our finger the other day because the knife was dull, and we had to press harder, and it slipped, and so we had an accident. So that's the reason. Now, take to your, like, so we're working on a project now with stress and cravings, and there's another one out there, but what's the major struggle in most people's minds, okay? So, like, what areas are we traversing in someone's mind, right? Someone who's, let's say, riddled with stress and riddled with cravings. I'm talking food, nicotine, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's cravings for attention. I mean, it's, we can look up the word the definition of it, but there's a story in each of our minds. And so it's our job to be able to uncover it and talk to the story in the prospect's minds. And so this is just the first part of it. This is like what the marketing message is good for. That's why you see a lot of headlines and topics with just a question to start. You know, would you like to lose, you know, your belly fat in a matter of 6 weeks? Well, yeah, that's the struggle. You know, you're sitting there going, gee, I got this stubborn belly fat and I don't want to take my shirt off at the beach. I don't want to leave the lights on when I make love. I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, hey, that's the struggle. It's real. And the more articulate we can put our finger on that struggle, and kudos to you if you've experienced the struggle, which, by the way, if you're going to serve a niche and a customer and a client, you've got to have experienced some of that struggle yourself. That way, it's, you know, it's authentic and you can really talk it. We expose the struggle. We talk about the struggle, and we do this in the personal transformation process also, right? Someone's not happy with their life, okay? Someone's, you know, they're in a relationship and they got to get out of it, and it's just not healthy. Well, that's the struggle. So for us, and again, this goes back to Anthony Robbins. He says, nobody does anything in life unless the pain outweighs the current situation, meaning I'm not going to go on a diet unless the pain of having, let's just say, the belly fat is so great, it's going to force me to start looking for an answer. It's going to force me to pick up the phone and do a strategy call session with a fitness guru or someone who I trust. Or it's going to cause me to go down to the GNC and go, hey, guys, I want to shortcut this process. Well, give me a fat burner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't the best solution, but it's a solution to the struggle. So we just have to be aware, like, what really is the struggle of the people that we're called to help? How's it, and this is the other part too, is it's not the struggle that you have in your mind. That's the other misconception that even I get caught up in. You know, we want to go down, we want to write our program, and we want to do things that we think are the best. But that's why, you know, you talk to anyone who knows what they're doing, and they say, hey, go out and get a survey first. Go ask your audience. What do they want? What words do they describe their struggle in? You know, that's why you sit down on any call. You say, hey, why are we talking? What's going on? Tell me your blueprint of what's going on in your mind. And then we're going to get into, you know, it's the second part of this of what are we all doing stuff for? Well, there's a benefit. You know, it's like, I don't do anything unless there's a benefit. Truly. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to go anywhere, do anything. There has to be some sort of benefit that my mind can go, yeah, this is worth the opportunity cost, because we are truly in the middle of information overload now. I mean, it is truly, wait till we start getting holograms and they start doing eye recognition on stuff, and you know, you get custom ads as you're walking down the street and they're popping up on mailbox covers and bus stops, and they're like holographic images of people asking you questions directly, remotely. Like, that's what we're going into. We may go into something like that. I know it sounds futuristic. It's going to be so dialed and so personal with the information we're giving out and geo-tracking and just where technology is going. Expect, you know, to be driving down the street in your car and the billboard will change according to you. It's wild, but that's kind of where we're going. So back to this benefit, it comes down to how well can we articulate the benefit? You know, it's like you knock on the door. Imagine this. Let me take you back old school. We're 7 years old. No. We're 11 years old, right? I knock on your door. Your mom answers. I go, hey, where's John? You want to go play? You come to the door, you know? Let's say you're doing something. You're about to eat. What do I hit you with? Hey, man, you want to go out and play? Let's go play right now. You're like, okay. And I'm like, well, we're going to go, we're going to play baseball. And we got the guys up the street and the teams are already set. You're like, ooh, benefit. And you're like, I need you. I'm like, oh, okay, man. Okay. That's a big benefit, right? I'm needed. I'm going to go play. I'm going to get out of this house, right? Maybe it's an excuse. You don't have to go do the homework. These are irrelative things. You know, we're just saying the benefits, how well can you articulate the benefits to somebody to where they're like, yeah, okay, you know, I do want that. And that is the struggle that I'm experiencing in my mind. And they're like, okay, cool. So now we're paving the way. We're giving the test drive for anything, right? When you watch a commercial, they're basically putting you in the position of you're seeing the people laugh, right? Or you're seeing the girl. You ever see, all you got to do is watch a Viagra commercial. They do it so well. In fact, anymore, I am baffled. I'm baffled at how well marketing and advertising is getting. Like, truly, truly, I don't have cable. I don't watch cable much. I don't watch TV, okay, because that's just not my thing. When I go to someone's house and they got cable on, all right, and I sit there in awe that the amount of creativity and how precision everything is. You watch a Viagra commercial, down to the detail of the look the girl gives the guy as she turns her shoulder over the right shoulder, goes through the doorway, and entices him in. Like, right? That's picture perfect. I mean, it's like, it's so good, it's not even funny. And, you know, again, people use this technique and all this stuff for good and for bad and for their own personal gain, and I get it. And it is what it is. I just want to say, let's just start paying attention more to how well people expose the problem, our struggle, and then give us the natural solution as like a natural next best step. It's so clean and smooth. Then the next is there's sort of an amplification potential. And I put this as like a third step because imagine this. I see the car on TV. I know the benefits. But now I get to customize the story in my mind now. Now I put me in the seat. I put my music playing in the background. I put my friends in the back seat, you know? And now I'm starting to amplify the potential of this opportunity or this benefit, and it naturally happens. It's almost like the way the mind works. When we have an A and a C, our brain magically puts in the B and then gets us working on D in the future, even though D never happened yet. And B was like the algebraic missing equation. Our brain instantly fills in the gaps and we go working on it like pros. Have you ever done one of those exercises? Maybe you can do it. It's where they give you the first, like middle and the last letter of a word, and they'll do a whole paragraph. And you can read through it because the brain is so intelligent, it puts in all the missing pieces. The reason why we're talking about this today is, you know, we want to talk about influence and we want to talk about the inner psychology of marketing, really. And we're not saying to go do anything, really, other than pay attention to how good the marketing is around us already. And it's going to cause us to think about this even in a conversation. It doesn't matter who you're talking to about what. The sooner you can get into and provide them the space to talk about their struggle. It doesn't matter. If maybe they got a struggle with the way Donald Trump is running the country, who gives a shit? Someone does. Or maybe they're struggling with a personal body image, or they need more money in their business, or a better email campaign. Like, who knows? Just saying, pay attention a little bit more and help people into the space where they can reveal their struggle. You know, what's the complement to that? Well, you already know the struggle. I mean, seriously, we're pretty intuitive, and basically everyone walks around with a poster board on both sides of their head going, hey, here's my biggest problem. You know, here's where I'm unhappy, and it's crystal clear to everyone else as a third party, even though it's not always clear to me or the person of what our issue is. I just want to say this as a disclaimer, too, and I've got caught up on this a couple times. We've got a lot of responsibility selling and influencing and persuasion. It's a lot of responsibility. I mean, it truly is. And, we hear this quite a bit, especially in the community, of going, hey, guys, have the heart right, have your intent right, don't take advantage of people and do well and really follow through on certain things. And it's just super, super important. So, what do they say? I don't think that was Caesar or all, but they said, with great power comes great responsibility. And even just knowing this type of structure is just a three-stepper, the struggle, the benefit, the amplification potential, right? The test drive, the dream walk, the experience. I mean, all you got to do is watch a cosmetics commercial. Instantly, by the end of that commercial, they got you thinking two things. And this is really, it's a trip. But they got you thinking two things. One, wow, look at her. I could be her, right? I could have skin that smooth. I could have the guys smile at me and my eyes sparkle. Well, that's one that they're kind of teasing you with. And the other is, geez, I'm a piece of shit. My skin is pigmented and, God, I'd never be like this person. Or, geez, my life is so bad because I've got acne or my, it doesn't matter. So there's always that paradox that we're going to get hit with. Likewise, there's also a paradox that you could present to people. And again, lots of responsibility. And there's a fine line between that, between going to somebody, hey, say it's on a sales letter, is your life, are your cravings at midnight ruining your life or causing you not to sleep? It's like, okay, and then what's the effects? Well, maybe your kids don't feel loved by you because you're always sleeping and this and that. And it's like, man, we get into it, it gets kind of serious. So I just wanted to give that disclaimer and say, hey, a lot of responsibility with this. But it's definitely real and it's definitely happening all around us. And we almost want to be the admirers just to be able to see, wow, okay, that was really well. Now, how can I apply that to maybe it's your sales letter, your email campaign, your next webinar, your next landing page? Let's think a little bit. Gee, what are they really struggling with? And this is the other thing that we're going to go ahead and wrap this up here in a bit, is a lot of times what we think is the problem isn't the problem. We run into, right, how many times have you said, I need more money. If only I had more money to do this and this, this would happen. Or, if only I had someone who loves me in my life, then everything would be okay. Or if this person only, But a lot of times that's not really the problem, with the whole money thing. Maybe it's just a confidence issue, or maybe it's just someone needs to make more offers or be around certain groups of people. It's like there's normally a deeper, more logical solution and problem than what we normally think it is. So that brings us back to the concept. And again, I'm saying, we're talking about other people, but let's just bring this into our own life. Like right now, where are we caught up? Like, where might you be caught up? Where are you struggling? Where don't you want to tell anybody? Trust, I'll tell you truthfully, I've got something in my life right now that I don't want to tell anybody about. Anybody at all. I will sweep that thing under the rug until the pain again is so great that I have to reach out for help. Okay? Where I'm like yelling and crying and it hurts and it's twisting me inside. That's the struggle. If we're quiet long enough, and we can actually be aware and feel what's going on with us, a lot of times we can cut right down to it. It's like, oh, sitting around, I feel lonely, I don't know what to do, or I'm too busy, or this or that. It's like, yeah, well, what's really the issue? Maybe you don't really feel that satisfied, and so it doesn't matter if you're bored or you're busy as hell and you're distracting yourself. Maybe it's just deep down, you're You might not be doing anything with real purpose or something that you feel good about. You're doing bullshit. It's like wearing on you. So when we construct a good sales letter, or at least a good message, it might address all that. It might address, you know, the surface thing, like in their mind, they think it is, you know, maybe their teeth, they don't think their teeth are wide enough, but really, they just ain't smiling. They're just a mean person because they're hurt from, you know, way back when this happened and they ain't dealt with it yet. But yet today, they think they need to go get their teeth whitened at the doctor's office for $400 instead of just getting it on Amazon for $40. And that's not the issue. Then they do that. And it's like, so we as marketers might want to be like, you know, what would you say in that, right, to do it right? Well, hey, are your teeth brown and yellow? Cool. Are you embarrassed? Yeah, get it. But maybe we're going to address some other things, you know, so maybe you'd speckle throughout your sales letter a couple things around, hey, this is kind of a personal image issue, or at times my confidence wasn't always the greatest, because, you know, the reality of the situation, why I threw out that example is because when I was a younger kid, I got hit in the mouth once in a fight, a couple times, and then once with a baseball bat, and like knocked a tooth out. It didn't come out. It was kind of screwed up. And so I had this brown tooth in the front of my face. And so naturally I didn't smile from age 13 to 15 or 12 to 15. I didn't smile. And I went through all these painful treatments to save this thing until eventually they pulled it and I got a fake one. And I got a porcelain fake one, really nice. And so it's like, I know all about, you know, the confidence. And here I'm trying to dress myself up, go get nice shirts, nice shoes, all this bullshit. And the issue was I felt really bad inside and I was judging myself and I was insecure. So I didn't need clothes. I didn't need all that stuff. And new front tooth, you know, Christmas. But really it was a deeper issue inside. And so, you know, and just to give a touch back, and now we're like 15, 20 years from now, and it's like my teeth still aren't crooked and they're still not all the same color. But you know what? I'm okay because I've healed that back then. And it's like time has passed. So that's no longer the struggle I struggle with. Just throwing it out there as an example. So I hope this helped as far as us taking a deeper look into, wow, okay, we're here to help solve an issue of some degree. And the person we're supposed to be helping, they got this struggle in their mind. And they may not even know what the real rules under the surface. But we have to speak to that struggle in their mind. And that can be done in a lot of ways, really quickly and very classily too. You know, we don't have to go slinging mud and bringing them down to where they're, you know, there's a process. And then that benefit, God, we've got to know our benefits. Even if it's just one benefit. There's been campaigns and differentiating factors. Like you look between car dealers or something like that. A lot of times they're just hinging off of one benefit. Like Tesla, one of the benefits is we don't need gas, right? We're changing the face of the automotive industry and the world at large. Why? Well, the benefit, we're using electricity. Okay, cool. That's plenty big enough to hang the hat on. Then you naturally go into amplifying that benefit and amplifying that potential. The brain is automatically searching to pair this into D, E, and F, even though those haven't happened. Like, what's an example of a D? Well, my neighbors all ask me, hey, man, you're doing so fantastic. Maybe we should get one too, or your way to lead the example. Or, you know, you start with your car, and then you got with your house, and then your neighborhood has power, and you guys are happy. Who the heck knows? You know what I mean? Or less reliant on fossil fuels and war. That's an extrapolated potential that most Tesla drivers and electric car hybrid drivers might have in the back of their mind. Notice that the car dealerships, you know, and all that, they don't go that far though, okay? They don't go into, hey guys, guess what? This solution right here might help us reduce the war and the fighting and all that sort of fun stuff and, you know, in the future. They don't go that far, you know. They're working still more of like, hey, come do this product, come join our community and our movement and be different, you know, stand for something, take your stand. So it's all good. Hey, I just want to thank you so much for listening. I hope something in here shifted maybe a perspective you had, or it helps your sales, or just the way you feel about yourself and your sales process. Either way, I just want to thank you, and I'm going to acknowledge you so much. And we're going to wrap up this call here. Please, 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 any questions or anything, just private message me on Facebook, and I'll be glad to talk with you soon. All righty. Thank you.